Blog Talk Radio.
Malone Pipeline is now on air and ready to take your calls. In 3, 2, 1. With DJ Malone, Lance Johnson, DJ Willie T, and the rest of DMP family. Call right now. Right now. 773-897-3.
Saw that, you know, I started out as a singer, and
you know, we opened this restaurant called Zen Lounge in Los Angeles, and he came to me one day and was like, yo, I'm about to build a stage, and you're going to sing because you ain't going to be looking at me someday talking about some shoulda, coulda, woulda. So he kind of did the little push thing back, you know, for me to, like, pay attention to who I am and get back to what I know best, and that's being behind the microphone, you know. And so what happened was all these, you know, big producers kept coming to see me sing, saying that they want to work with me. But you know how fickle the business can be, which I'm not really used to because, in show business, it, you know, we actually call people call people back. So what happened was, there was this one dude named B. Slade who came through, and a lesser-known producer, but he's like your favorite singer. Like, the dude is amazing, and he's a producer, so he said, I know what to do with you. And for some reason, I believed him, and we went straight into the studio, and he did my entire album. And so, you know, I've talked with you about this before, about how music moves me and how the pen moves me. Because, you know, I was into poetry when I was younger. I was into hip-hop, rap, R&B, soul, jazz, even classical music, because I went to a school of arts for music. So music has always penetrated my soul. And organically, like, the first single that I dropped was called Still Here, right? And that was in July of last year. And so the visual of that became kind of, you know, a little heavy, even though it's a, you know, it's a more of a positive song, but it became so heavy that I just wanted to drop something that was fun and that was me. And so the good thing about being able to write your own stuff and have more control as an independent artist right now is that I can express myself and people can get to know me as a person through the music, rather than, you know, the characters that I play. So they're actually getting the real, real me.
Definitely. Let me ask you a real question. What do you think is the difference between movies and music? I mean, they coincide with each other so much, but there's the biggest difference in the world. So what do you think would be, you know, what's the difference between the two of them?
Oh, man, like being in them or doing them, or is it like how they like everything to me? An art form is communication. So that's how they're similar. You know, like any kind of art, and especially what you do, all of it's an art form. So to me, it's a communication. It's how you speak to people. Any artist can be like they can make change. They can make movements happen without being heavy-handed with them. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you look at the Harlem Renaissance, or you look at Shakespeare, or you look at any movie, or you look at Biggie and Tupac, and you just you have, you know, people who are telling a story. They're bigger than just storytellers. They are touching people. They are making things happen. They may even, you know, create havoc. But you're learning something. You're feeling something. So to me, all of it, any kind of art form, is a communication. And so I take my communication and the things that I've done over the years, and so many people have just rocked with me over the years, and that's because my I take that communication thing real, real seriously. So,
real.
Like, when you know, when you're on the street and somebody approaches me, and they'll say, hey, can I have an autograph, or can I take a selfie or something? 99.9% I oblige, because I know I started this communication first. I started this conversation. I said hi first. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So for me, this is serious. Like, whatever I do when I'm talking to people, it's real. You know what I mean? And I understand my job as an artist. So that's where they're similar. It's all a communication.
Real. That's real, though. That's real. Before I get out of here and let my guy XL take over, I'm going to ask you a couple more questions and some fun questions. Now,
okay.
with this fun question, I'm going to ask you a series of questions. You just tell me which one you rather prefer. Now, I'm going to hit you with a hard one. Tupac or Biggie?
How you going to do that to me?
Yeah.
Oh, man. That's weird. That's hard. I can't even answer that question. It's like comparing apples and oranges. How do you do that? Do I have to say one?
You know what? You know what?
Skip it.
Yeah, we'll skip it. Okay. let me give you another one. Jill Scott or Jennifer Hutcheons?
Oh, God. Yo, Malone, this is messed up. I can't do it.
Okay.
Oh, man.
Okay.
If you had said country and western or the blues or something, then I could say it. Damn,
okay, well,
let's bring it down then.
Let's bring it down. Reese's or Hershey's?
Oh, Reese's all day long. Give me some peanut butter.
I knew I liked you for a reason.
Definitely, man.
If you could work with any producer in this day of age, who would you work with right now? Like any of the upcoming producers, like the Mustard and the 808 and who else is that? Beethoven's dope.
I would have to say Beethoven first, because
okay.
I was just, you know, I just love, like, I just feel his stuff. I feel his, you know, his artistry. So that's the first person that comes to mind. But they're all dope in their own right. It's like comparing Biggie or Tupac. That's just, it's hard.
Yeah, that's real though. That's real, man. Hey, I appreciate you, Tisha, for even just stopping by, showing support, and coming on the show, man. It really means a lot that you even dropped by.
Yo, it means so much to me that you, you know, you've been rocking with me and all the people been rocking with me. What's up, XL? What's going on, man?
Yo, I just want everybody to know who's on the call right now that you are Street Gems Radio live on Blog Talk Radio with your boy DJ XXL of the world famous Fleet DJs. And tonight is not a regular night. Better than others, better than most. We got Tisha Campbell Martin in the building. What's good?
Yo, you guys, man. Yo, I don't know whether now it's a comparison. Malone's introduction or your introduction. I can't decide who's dope. What's up?
Yeah,
what's
you know,
how you, doing,
you know how
baby?
We get. Hey, I'm chilly, yo. It's like, you know, you like family to me. So, you know, when I get to talking and, you know what I'm saying, try to get deep, you know, on the introduction, I got to make sure it's at least impressive to your stature.
It was dope.
Word up. So, for all the people, you know, who don't know right now, you work in this new single, Lazy Bitch. When you came up with this body of music, you know, along with the album and everything you were talking about with Malone, what was your vision about what you wanted people to see or what you wanted people to feel with this body of work?
You know, it's interesting because immediately most people thought I was going to be doing a bunch of torch songs and some slow stuff. There's no slow stuff on my – there might be a slow mid, maybe, but for the most part, my stuff is more upbeat. You know, most people think that it's going to be one way. And when they see it, when they hear it, when they read the lyrics, it's a completely different thing. I think for the most part, I just wanted to tell the truth. I wanted to be authentic, authentically me. And I wanted to show, it really wasn't that. What I was going to say was I wanted to show versatility, but that wasn't it. It was whatever music I was feeling, that's what I pinned. You know what I'm saying? So
Word
it
up.
Really was about a feeling for me, and it was about the truth for me. Everything had to be the truth.
Word
so,
up. And with
so
that
for me,
said,
I just wanted
go ahead.
People to know me. That's all.
Right. Right. Okay. Well, with that said, you know, we do have a huge listening public. You know what I'm saying? People love us in Chi-Town, and they definitely want to embrace you, like you said on the call before, that it was one of your favorite cities. So would you just give us a little introduction, and we're going to go ahead and get into that music right quick.
All right, Chi-Town, here you go. It's your girl, Tisha Campbell Martin, and you got it. It's Lazy Bitch.
Right here on blogtalk.com with Street Gems Radio.
DJXL.
You out of order. You out of order. This ain't Gina Tripp. That's a rookie ass move, so respect the order. Yeah, respect the order. You stand on my shoulder. Let me help you, daughter. Real fame costs, but you can't afford it. Real fame costs, but you can't afford it. Real fame costs, but you can't afford it. You nominated, I'm awarded. Real fame costs, but you can't afford it. Now I am who I am, and she is what she is.
I'm a lazy chick. I'm a lazy chick, and I won't stand up to address this. Hashtag this, I'm a lazy chick. Hashtag this, I'm a lazy chick. Hashtag this, I'm a lazy chick. Lazy chick, lazy chick. Hashtag this, I'm a lazy chick.
You out of order. You out of order. This ain't Gina Tree. That's a rookie ass move, so respect the order. Yo, respect the order. You stand on my shoulder. Let me help you, daughter. Real fame costs, but you can't afford it. Real fame costs, but you can't afford it. Real fame costs, but you can't afford it. You nominated, I'm awarded. Real fame costs, but you can't afford it. Now I am who I am, and she is what she is, and she is my fetus. Do you know who we is?
I'm a lazy chick. I'm a lazy chick, and I won't stand up to address this. Hashtag this, I'm a lazy chick. Hashtag this, I'm a lazy chick. Hashtag this, I'm a lazy chick. Lazy chick, lazy chick. Hashtag this, I'm a lazy chick. I'm a lazy chick. I'm a lazy chick, and I won't stand up to address this. Hashtag this, I'm a lazy chick. Hashtag this, I'm a lazy chick. Hashtag this, I'm a lazy chick. Lazy chick, lazy chick. Hashtag this, I'm a lazy chick.
Yeah, it's your boy DJ XXL, and you live right here on Street Gems Radio with Blog Talk Radio. And in the building right now, we got Tisha Campbell-Martin. What's good?
What's good, baby?
Yo, so when you went out to the ATL just recently,
right.
How did they embrace you out there in the club and everything?
Oh,
how
God.
Did you feel when you was out there chopping it up?
It was crazy. It's crazy. Because, you know, when I went back to music, and I never really left, but I have to say that I walked away from the industry side of the business, right? So
right.
I didn't know what would happen when I released it. I was just like, oh, well, here we go. You know what I mean? So, but there was no fear in it. You know, I just walked through the fire and was like, if people like it, they like it, but at least they'll know that I'm telling the truth about who I am, and they can look past me being a character or a caricature. So when I went in
right.
there and people were dancing to the music and the single and the Fleet DJs were there, you know, embracing me. And,
right.
you know, it was incredible. You know, we were up at TI spot and I met up with everybody. And there were, you know, there was other places that we went, but it was crazy. It was crazy, and I was so appreciative that so many people, you know, just continuously rock with me over the years and now embracing me in this music game. You know what I mean?
Right. So it was definitely warm. People was enjoying it. You was enjoying it. And, you know, you're definitely relevant. You know, a lot of people don't understand that this music thing is deep-seated in you, and you've been doing it for a long time, but you just got back to it. So
right.
Why now?
Well, a little bit of a push was from my husband, Dwayne Martin. You know, he was like, we own this restaurant in Los Angeles, and you know, when we opened the restaurant, he was like, you know what, I'm building you a stage, and you gonna sing again because you ain't gonna be looking at me someday talk about some shit I coulda woulda. So he knew where my passion lied. He knew where my base was, and I should have never. Well. I can say I should have never walked away, but I really did need a break from the industry. But the greatest part of this is that at this moment in time, I feel like I am learning so much about how this works. And I'm talking about the business side of it and budget and all of these things where, you know, a lot of times artists will leave it up to their lawyers or their managers to learn this kind of stuff. But for me, like, it's freaking exciting. And the thing is that now that I understand a little bit of it, there are ways that you can get around block and, you know, jump over blockades that you could never really do if you didn't know the behind the scenes and the business aspect of it. So for me,
right.
it's really embracing all of that is not only interesting, it's exciting. And, you know, it gives me a roadmap, you know, of sorts. You know, of how I can maneuver. It's good.
Well, okay. That's cool. Well, you know, we are worldwide besides just in Chicago. And I have, you know, a couple correspondents on the line from around the world. The first correspondent I'm going to put you on the line with is Kate the Truth. She runs Access Unlocked magazine. And this will also be covered on their website and in their magazine after the call. And she's just
nice.
Going to ask you a couple of questions. So go ahead, Kate.
Cool. Hello, 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 Queen. How are you?
What's up, sis?
up. It's an awesome, awesome joint. I love your sound, and I want to start off with a couple of questions. You're most welcome. I saw your videos still here, and it's totally different, very artistic, than Lazy Bitch.
Right.
What is the difference, or what was, how would you describe your sound? Because it's totally different between both.
Right. Well, you know what? Again, it really is. This one was more like a art. Still Here was more like a more R&B feeling type of song, and this other one feels more hip hop. And it just literally, it really was about how the music moved me. Now, Still Here was like the first song me and B. Slade wrote, because we literally were sitting there for 2 hours talking about, you know, the ups and downs of, you know, life, the industry, all the things that we have been through, and, you know, but we're not bitter because of it. And so it really was like, okay, through all the rough things and the achievements and anything, we're still here. And literally after we talked for like 2.5 hours, that's what came out of it. In 20 minutes, we wrote this song. And it just flowed out of my pen so quickly. And so because it was the closest thing to who, like, I am at this very moment, that's the one we decided to release first. Now it became a little heavy once people saw the visual, because the visual was actually...
Great visual.
Thank you very much. The visual was close to my heart, because the person who directed it, Victoria Prosciutto, was like, give me 5 examples of things that you've been through in your life that you've overcome. I gave her 5, and this particular one was about, that we chose, was about this 5-page apology letter that I had received around that time from the person who sexually assaulted me when I was 3 years old. And so when we started to, you know, I was talking to Malone, DJ Malone, earlier, and told him about artistry and what we do as artists and how it's a communication. And I just wanted to communicate how forgiveness for me was freedom. And so when we did that visual, you know, and people really felt it, it was like shocking about how many people embraced it on SoundCloud. Then we had to like quickly put it out, because we didn't even know it was going to be like that. And so now it's with Lazy B. With Lazy B, like, it was the same thing, except it was in a different way. I just wanted to have fun, and I wanted to do something a little bit more lighthearted. But again, it's the truth. Lazy B is about, you know, this thing that happened at the workplace for me. And this girl who's a newbie, she was tripping a little bit, because when I go onto the set, you know, people like to see me coming because I got a lot of energy. I try to be professional. I'm always, like, making sure everybody else is good. And so when people see me coming, they get excited. So she was uncomfortable about the way people were treating me as opposed to the way people were treating her. And so my perspective on the whole thing was like, yo, I'm going to let you spin out of control. I can't be bothered with that kind of stuff. I'm not even going to stand up to address this, but I'm going to love you through this, because I see you in your weak moment, but I'm going to be stronger in the just lay back and not have, you know, and not be affected by the stuff you got going on. So that's where it comes from. Lazy B, I'm not even going to stand up to address it. It's like crazy stuff that happens. The strength comes from not allowing somebody to take you outside yourself. So the Lazy B is a metaphor for chill out, don't let them... You know, don't start tripping. Don't trip out because somebody else is tripping on you.
Which is definitely, I'm glad you explained that, because a lot of people were confused as to where that came from, Lazy Bitch, because that we definitely know you are not. You have been around many years, started acting in the 70s, and right now I know you got Rush Hour 4 coming up. Is that not correct, too?
No, I don't even know nothing about that. Like, I keep saying my name pop up. I don't know. It's a rumor, but I would love to. Those are people that I highly respect. But, yeah, I don't know anything about it yet.
Okay, thank you for clearing that up. And also, are you signed to a label?
No, ma'am. You know what? All of this is done independently. I did all of this without, you know, a major label or any big, you know, production behind me. I did all this dolo.
That is awesome. And also with the support of your husband, you keep mentioning the restaurant. What is the name of the restaurant?
It's called Zen Lounge. It's named after my firstborn, Zen. And I don't know if most people know this. Like, I have a son who was diagnosed with autism when he was, like, you know, about 18 months. And, you know, autism is a big-ass bully. But we kicked that bully's behind. Like, you know, now, you know, he went from being nonverbal to, you know, he's mouth almighty, tongue everlasting. Dude got a girlfriend. She cute.
Oh.
She real cute. You know, he goes to regular school. Like, he's completely, you know, like a typical kid now. And, you know, we worked our behinds off. So Zen Lounge was named after Zen because he's so resilient and so strong. And we needed a pillar in the community, something that stood for something like that, that all, you know, everybody can come to. But we're the only, like, we're the first Black-owned restaurant, I believe, on that side of Ventura Boulevard.
Now, breaking, that's really awesome. Awesome.
Thanks,
okay,
sis.
Your album, you are most welcome. Your album is scheduled to drop when?
The end of spring.
Okay. And what is the title of the album?
Still Here, S-T-E-E-L.
Okay,
here.
So it is Still Here. Okay. Mm-hmm. And is B. Slade, is he producing all the tracks, or what are the producers?
He produced all of it. He produced every single one of them. And you guys are going to be really shocked because, yeah, there's some stuff about, you know, relationships. There's some stuff about relations. There's some stuff about me. There's some stuff about, you know, just a whole bunch of stuff. But you're probably going to be a little shocked about the stuff that comes out of my mouth. But, you know, it is who I am. And let me just say this. I really do and am proud of being a role model, right? And
right.
I appreciate people wanting me to be a role model, but I'm not perfect by any way, shape, or form. You know what I'm saying? And I do want people in this communication to know that and to, you know, everybody's not going to like it and everybody's not, you know, but they will know that it's my truth.
That's right. Okay, and I So how do you plan on what you say they know is your truth, but how do you plan on overcoming that obstacle of them recognizing that you are Tisha Campbell and you're not Gina? Because I know that's kind of difficult.
You know what,
difficult.
Can I just say, yeah, and I'm so glad you brought that up, because I want to make sure that people really do understand. When I say the same Gina, it's not that I'm aborting the Gina facade. I embrace that every day. As a matter of fact,
right.
I love when people say, hey, Gina, and start talking to me, because that's a part of history. We didn't know that the Martin Show was going to do what it's doing right now. Like, you know, you watch those old shows like I Love Lucy might come on, or Fresh Prince, or even,
mm-hmm.
You know, all those, or Brady Bunch or something crazy. Like, that we are on MTV and all these different shows, and that a whole new generation of people that wasn't even born, five-year-olds coming up to me going, hi, Gina. Like, that means the world to me. It's not only
yes.
humbling, but it just, it feels like, you know, we're still being embraced today and that we did good work. So with that said, I wanted to make sure I said that. Now, when I say that I'm not Gina or this ain't Gina on the song, it's really because, you know, I'm from Newark, New Jersey, and a lot of people don't know that because I did a lot of bougie roles up until now. And so half the time I ain't even know how I got it, but I'm doing it. That's cool. And so now when I say this ain't Gina, like, I really want you guys to know that it's not that. It really is about here's the truth. Here is who I really am. You know what I'm saying? And
yes.
That's it.
Word up.
What do you attribute your longevity to? For being around so long, and everybody still knows you, and you still look good. You don't look your age.
Mama, thank
you. You're looking 20-ish.
Thank you. I think
you
it
almost.
Has a lot to do with, you know, really understanding the world. I don't hide behind my gate. You know what I mean? Like, I think a lot of artists get caught up behind their own gates and they don't come out and interact with people. Every single Friday, I sing on stage at Zen Lounge, and every single Friday I come out and I sit with people and hang out. But also, I go to the grocery store and get my own food. You understand what I'm saying? I'm interacting with people every day. People can get stuck behind the gate. And how can you be an artist, or how can you communicate your art form if you're not with the people? I think that the longevity comes from still being able to interact with people and have conversations and touch people. That's what makes the difference, I think.
Well, I want to thank you so much for allowing me, Kate of Truth, at Access Unlocked Magazine, to interview you. And I want to thank also Street Gems Radio for allowing me the opportunity as well. And I wish you nothing but success. Continue.
You
got to
say thank you so much.
Thank you.
Yeah, this is DJ XL. For all those don't know, we got Tisha Campbell Martin on the line. We here chopping it up, just doing a little something, let people get personal with this new single she has, Lazy Bitch. And also on the line from the world famous Unseen Legion DJs Radio LA Midwest Worldwide, we got DJ Early. Go on ahead and say something, DJ Early.
Hey, what's happening?
What's up, Early? What's going on?
How you doing, Tisha?
I'm good.
You know, I'm going to
just
address you
in
my first name. I feel like Double XL said, you know, we kind of feel like we know you as a person, kind of watching you grow up. And some people would say reinventing yourself now as it is, but I guess I would see it more as an evolution in what you do, because you're constantly been reinventing since you were, that's like the theme of your life, I guess, to where I see it, you know?
That's the truth, yeah.
And so is there anything left that you would like to achieve in the entertainment business that you have yet to do?
It's crazy because I'm constantly pushing myself, and I never look at me getting to any type of level. I'm always looking to keep moving forward. I think it's crazy because, that's a hard question and a really good one at that. I really enjoy writing and writing movies as well as music, or TV shows as well as music. So that's really one of my fortes is writing. So I think that's going to be one of them, definitely.
Creating projects for
other people.
Okay, so you feel like that's good. You're gonna be for life being part and involved in entertainment.
I want the option. That's what it is. I think I want the option to be able to do that. I have some other things that that I have in the fire that has absolutely nothing to do with the entertainment industry. So, those things I'm looking forward to too.
Okay, so we hear a lot about the opportunities for women and in the entertainment business. Have you ever been told that there was something that you couldn't do? And have you ever been able to prove that wrong?
Yes, absolutely. I actually snuck into the audition of My Wife and Kids, because I'm not really good with no's. I have to hear, no three times before I even listen to, okay? So I literally snuck into the audition of Wife and Kids. You have no idea how hard it is to get on a Disney lot. And it was a Disney lot.
I believe it, yeah.
You have to, go through all this, paperwork, make sure you got your ID and all of this stuff. So I had heard about the audition through friends. And, of course, Damon is a good friend, and the family, and Wayne's family is a good – we're all, really good friends.
Mm-hmm.
But I knew that maybe when you do one show with a specific comedian, they may not necessarily want to be compared to that other person or think – you know what I'm saying? So –
I think that was
one of the issues, and they kept saying, no, we know her work, but, we're looking for a fresher, a different face, and we don't want to, do the whole Gina thing. So I was like, I got my friend to her final callback. I was like, yo, let me see that script. I said, where is it? And so I just listen, people, don't follow my lead, because this may not have been the most, this could have turned out really bad, but I took the script and I headed over there, somehow got on the lot and got in front of Damon, and our chemistry was crazy. And he was shocked that I was there, but I literally got it from that moment.
Wow. So I won't ask you what you had to do to get on the lot, but
there was two security guards, right? Two security guards. There was a brother and another. So I was like, oh my God, please let me get the brother. Maybe he'll recognize me, right? So when I pull up, when my car finally gets to him, this dude goes on freaking lunch. So it left me with the other. Mm-hmm. I was like, gave him my ID and was like, hey, I'm late. My agent, he was supposed to put, my name's not down there. Are you serious? My name's not down there. Can you check again? Can you check Campbell and Martin? So literally, dude looked at me and he was like, well, there's a lot of girls that look like you that's coming on a lot today, so just go ahead. So
right.
I talked my way into it.
Well, that's what it takes sometimes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, I'd like to see you persevering and keeping doing what you're doing. I'd like to see that the fact that you're just doing what's true to you, keep doing it, and we'll keep hearing it and keep loving it.
Hey, thanks, man. Thanks for the support. Appreciate it.
Right on. Thanks. Thanks for Street Gems Radio, and we out.
Yeah, this is DJ XXL, the world famous Chicago Fleet DJs. Right now we got Tisha Campbell Martin on the line, and we just chopping it up. You know, letting people hear what she got going on. Tisha, we know you're going to be traveling around a little bit more promoting the Lazy Bitch single. What cities are you going to be coming to soon?
Oh, man. We're just putting it all together now because I just came from Atlanta, hooked up with the Atlanta Fleet DJs out there at T.I.'s Joint Scales, and it was amazing. So we're kind of just putting everything together now, and I don't want to shout any city out until I have it confirmed. But it was so successful that, you know, I'm off work right now, work meaning, you know, I'm on this show called Dr. Ken with Ken Jeong from, you know, The Hangovers, Mr. Chow. So I'm on this show on ABC with him, and we're on hiatus right now. So now is the time for me to go out and do this thing. So I'm looking forward. I'm trying to get to Chi-Town. That's the first place I'm trying to get to.
Hey, come on down. We want y'all to come down here and have you speak to some of the kids. You know, we'll have you perform.
Oh, I love that.
We'll definitely bring everybody out for you. And what I was going to say is, you know, we have a direct line to you. So whenever the cities get established and you know exactly where you're going to be going, let Chi-Town know, let the Fleet DJs know.
That's right.
We send it out to
That's
L.A.,
right.
Texas, New York, let everybody know. So if you're in that city, you can come down and support.
Yeah, I got your email. I'm going to hit y'all.
Yeah, no doubt. Well, we loved having you tonight. Thank you so
Thanks,
much.
Man.
Salute to you and everything that you're doing with this music and acting and everything as well. We just want to embrace everything you're doing because you're definitely a positive example to the community of all our young sisters. What do you have to say to them in closing? In, you know, the world right now is kind of crazy, you know, with this whole Donald Trump president thing and Hillary Clinton and everything that's going on. What do you have to say to the young sisters out there who are trying to make it in the world in any way, shape, or form? You know, what's some advice that you could give to them, you know, for life motivation?
Definitely it would be, you know, not allowing anybody to put you in a box, to limit you, and it doesn't matter where you come from, because, again, y'all know I'm from North New Jersey, and it will always be in my heart and in my soul. But no environment can dictate, no other woman, man can dictate how your greatness is established in this world. Only you can do that. So get around some like-minded people who's on that field going for the same type of goals. It doesn't have to be the same exact vocation, but the same goal in life. Run the ball and pay attention to only the people that's running the ball or blocking for you, not the cheerleaders, because those people that's your cheerleaders with the pom-poms, those pom-poms are distractions, okay? Not the people that's on the sidelines. Only the people that's going for your same goal. And don't make yourself small for no man.
No doubt. Shout out your social media, your websites, anything where people can interact with you, you know, yeah.
Okay, so IG and Facebook, you can find me at Tisha Campbell Martin. On Twitter, Tisha For Real, because they stole my name.
No doubt. Any shameless plugs for new TV shows, movies, or anything you got coming up in the near future?
Let's see. Shameless plug. Definitely, I want y'all to continue to support Dr. Ken Jeong. He is one of the greatest people in the world. Kevin Hart and The Real Husbands of Hollywood. My husband is still on that show. And that's it. That's all I can say. Continue to, please continue to support me. Check out the videos on Vevo, and both my two singles are on Apple Music.
No doubt. Well, thank you for coming out tonight.
Yeah,
thank you for coming out tonight. Yeah, we enjoy having you, and we can't wait to see you out in Chicago. So, you know, just keep in touch with us, and we'll be ready for you. We have a nice, warm crowd for you.
All right, baby. Thank you so much. Thanks, Malone. Thanks, XXL. Appreciate it.
No doubt. All right, well, that wraps up this
interview. And Fleet DJs. Love y'all. Sorry.
No doubt. Fleet DJs for life. Fleet DJs for life. Hell yeah. Yeah, we wrapping up this interview. This is Street Gems Radio live on Block Talk Radio. We have Tisha Campbell Martin. Hey, if you wasn't here, you need to get here. We bringing the heat to the streets on two turntables and a microphone every single day. You heard? Fleet, we out like that.
Thank you, guys. I appreciate you so much, man.
No doubt, no doubt.
You out of order. You out of order. This ain't Gina Tree. That's a rookie ass move, so respect the order. Yeah, respect the order. You stand on my shoulder. Let me help you, daughter. Real fame costs, but you can't afford it. Real fame costs, but you can't afford it. Real fame costs, but you can't afford it. You nominated, I'm awarded. Real fame costs, but you can't afford it. Now I am who I am, and she is what she is, and she is my fetus. Do you know who we is? I'm a lady. I'm a lazy chick, and I won't stand up to address this. Hashtag this, I'm a lazy chick. Hashtag this, I'm a lazy chick. Hashtag this, I'm a lazy chick. Lazy chick, lazy chick. Hashtag this, I'm a lazy chick. You out of order. You out of order. This ain't Gina Tree. That's a rookie ass move, so respect the order. Yeah, respect the order. You stand on my shoulder. Let me help you, daughter. Real fame costs, but you can't afford it. Real fame costs, but you can't afford it. You nominated, I'm awarded. Real fame costs, but you can't afford it. Now I am who I am, and she is what she is, and she is my fetus. Do you know who we is? I'm a lazy chick. I'm a lazy chick, and I won't stand up to address this. Hashtag this, I'm a lazy chick. Hashtag this, I'm a lazy chick. Hashtag this, I'm a lazy chick. Lazy chick, lazy chick. Hashtag this, I'm a lazy chick.